dictation for Andre Mixon, A-N-D-R-E-M-A-M-I-X-O-N. Date of birth 5/29/2025. Oh, sorry. The date of birth will be 5/21/95. Is the date of birth. Date of accident is 4/9/2025. Date of service is 5/29/2025. The patient, Andre Mixon, presents to the advanced pain care with the following chief complaints: severe pain in the upper back, lower back, and the left knee, left leg, middle back, neck area. Patient is attributing all of the symptoms to a presence of automobile accident that happened on 4/9/2035. The details of the accident are as follows. The patient reported that he was traveling as a rear seat passenger in a Kia car with three friends in Detroit. They were collided to a Ford Explorer. They were traveling within the speed limit of 40, but the other car was flying too fast. The accident occurred on Plymouth Road and Southfield in Detroit, and they were T-boned on the driver's side, according to the patient. The patient reports that he did not take any pictures. The car is apparently totaled. It was not drivable, and the driver of the car had the insurance, and he reports regarding the injury. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, but his head hit into the seat in front. The left knee also hit into his seat, and the neck whiplash happened. Lip was bleeding, and head was also bleeding, small lacerations in the lip and the head in the scalp area. The patient further reported that he was not wearing a seat belt. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. There was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And patient did not go to the hospital on the day of accident. So far, the patient has had four physical therapy episodes, but no chiropractor doctor he has seen one time. And this accident happened because the other car ran a red light and hit them in a T-bone on driver's side. History of presenting illness: patient is reporting of a headache which is present in the back, right temple and the left temple to the tune of 7. And they are severe, constant, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. And not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI reported by the patients are none. He states that he has no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no ringing in the ear, no loss of balance or equilibrium, no seizures, no loss of memory, forgetfulness, no disorientation, confusion. Denies lack of focus, lack of concentration. He has no incontinence and no blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, or any TMJ problem. His lip is completely healed up and there is no issue there. Further, he denies any saddle anesthesia but reports sleep disturbance, anxiety and weakness, difficulty walking, and numbness and tingling of the both buttocks. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is reporting a pain in the neck which is 7, upper back pain 9, lower back pain is 10, and he has a numbness and tingling of both buttocks in the upper part as shooting pain. Pain in the left knee is 10, which is significant for him. The left knee is had a 3 to 4 surgeries prior to this accident, and now it is more worse as far as the pain is concerned. And the, all those surgeries happened prior to the accident. The patient reports he cannot go to work and at any job. He is a construction worker and he cannot do the job. He reports no motor weakness, muscle weakness in the arm or legs. He can stand 5 minutes sitting, is 15 minutes, and he can walk up to half a block. These pains are described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, and tenders, constant. They are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Pain is improved by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and driving, and improved by nothing. And medications. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal and personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination reveals this is a 33-year-old African-American male, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, and blood pressure 143 over 83, pulse 70, pulse ox is 100, and he's alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and he's sitting comfortably, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain faces, you know this, and he has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, patient is able to walk with a limp due to the pain in the left knee. But he is not using any adaptive device at this time. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological exam and musculature examination. In the skin, please mention the patient has a lot of scars. In the left leg, there is a big scar, 6 to 12 inches. 6 inches in the upper, 6 inches in the lower part of the leg. Right leg also has a lot of scars from previous surgery. In the muscles, patient has spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle and trapezius muscle. Generalized 1 plus hypertonicity, no trigger points. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Fine tenderness, patient has no specific tenderness and paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 10, side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine is negative. Purling sign is positive. Thermal test is positive. Distraction test negative. Sotoval test negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. TLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. SI joints are minimally tender. And that SI joint testing shows negative standing flexion, negative iliac compression. Distraction test and fiber test are negative. Gunsman test is negative. And Sandelberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left knee, rest of the extremities are okay. Both the shoulders, elbow, and hand and wrist show no pathology. No illness and fallen sign is observed. hip and both hips and the right knee is okay. Both ankles are okay. Examination of the left knee is as follows. The patient exhibits a severe pain in the left knee peripatellar. However, on examination, there is no swelling or tenderness and no crepitus or grinding noise. Range of motion is normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is negative. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template, while the treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to stay 2 times per week. Three times per week to the area of pain, including the left knee. Medications are provided, which are as follows. For pain relief, Norco 5 mg 325, 1 pill a day, PRN, for 7 days. Celebrex 200 mg, anti-inflammatory, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Allevel 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and pain relief. Patient is provided with lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. Sleep help is provided, Lunesta, 1 mg at night. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club is all yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records are being requested from the hospital, but he did not go to any hospital. And interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Past medical records are being requested, released, if there are any. Investigations, none at this time, except we are ordering an MRI of the left knee without contrast, if this is possible. Patient reports that there is a rod in his knee and MRI cannot be done, so we have ordered an X-ray to be done first to decide whether an MRI can be done. DMS, patient is provided with an order for knee brace and a cane, and he is being provided with a back brace, tense unit. And education is yes, follow visit in 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.